Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Great Connect podcast. I'm Carrie Allen, your host and founder of The Human Array. And today I have the complete honor of being with one of my best friends for a very long time. We don't need to talk about years. Amy Pons, who is a weaver of so many things magical that I can't wait for you to get to know her in this conversation and learn more about how she could support you in your unique journey, because she has supported me so much in mine. And as is the recurring theme for this podcast, I get the opportunity to share with you some of my favorite people on the planet. And this one is certainly an important one to me. So thank you, Amy, for being here and welcome.
Thank you. This takes me back because if y'all don't know, oh gosh.
Yeah, we started this thing together initially. And
when was that? When did Great Connect?
That would have been 2023. So it would have been a little over 2 years ago.
Wow.
I know.
I love that the name has stuck and resonated for you. I was in that moment in 23 where leaving corporate, I'm like, we've had the great resignation. We've had the great something else. Yeah. Let's have Great Connect now.
Yeah. I know. Isn't it amazing? It's kind of, I remember when you said that name and you're like, what about the Great Connect? And I was like, yes. It was like, I don't know, but it feels still so good today in actually the most expansive but clear way. And that feels like gold to me that you don't ever find a name like that. So thank you.
You're welcome. I think it's beautiful because every single soul right now is on a path of some sort, and it's really easy to find the day-to-day challenge or bad news or the stuff that isn't going right, and to come back full circle to the Great Connect. It's like, oh yes, it feels like a comfy chair.
Yeah, it does. I also love that it can extend into every area of connection, right? Because we're so disconnected in general right now, like from ourselves, from each other, from nature, from health, from all that is and the universe, like everything is so disconnected. And so to be able to extend into all the areas that we need to reconnect, it's like, first, a little overwhelming. Second, yes, we can branch into all those areas, because that connection is what makes those shifts, like you said, to be able to have the soul kind of realignment on the path of connection.
It's interesting you say about disconnected to nature, because I've never felt so connected to nature. It's like nature is witnessing me, and I walk outside and it feels like a menagerie. Is that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that right? Like I'm in it just feels like I walk out into a fairy tale, because butterflies will look me in the eye.
Yeah.
A dragonfly will come through. And for those who don't know, dragonflies are alive with their wings for only 2 weeks. So for them to find you, like, I think that's extremely special. And
yeah,
there's something also about when animals are near their end of life or they have passed in this world. Again, they're presented to me because they know that I will provide a safe place for their soul to transition. And I say that because I looked out the window and there was a little mouse that had died on my, like, just like on my front stoop. And I gathered it and I created a space and with leaves and, you know, so that they could transition. And that's happened a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Like a parrot, someone's pet. Same thing happened.
Yeah.
It's just been happening more and more. And Some people, I think, could look at that as like an omen or something. I'm like, no. I'm the magical being that will ensure that they're, again, either their loved ones will find, that I can reconnect with them with loved ones, or I honor their time here so that they have a really nice, peaceful transition. And I believe that animals are finding me for that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I wish you had been here. We had a rabbit in the yard, and I am not as good at that as I don't know, would I like to be?
As good at what?
Well, I had to clean it up. And I know it was an initiation of sorts for me.
It had been attacked.
No, well, the dog found it. I don't know whether the dog played a role in it. I don't think so. But he had found it and then was bringing it over, and he's a puppy, right? So he did leave it, and like I got him into the house. Colin was gone, so I had to do it on my own. And it's like, well, just get a bucket and whatever. And I stood there just crying, sobbing. It's like, I can't do that. So then I finally just found my center and was like, okay, how do I need to do this so that I feel good in supporting and loving and showing love in this experience, right? And so first I just cried like crazy. In my backyard, just like pouring tears. And then I got a box, and I did it a little bit nicer. But it was very, very hard for me.
I think I'm getting the smaller animals first because I'm not sure. Like, my pup has taken the lives of squirrels and rabbits in our backyard, and my husband is taking care of it because I'm devastated. So I'm not sure that like a bunny or squirrel, like I don't know, if something about the small creatures, I'm like, okay, I don't know, I'm like more okay with having this very like divine mother earth nature element about it. But when they become like could be a pet kind of vibe, I'm not sure. So I'll keep you posted on that.
It was definitely work for me. That's exactly where, well, a little bit different avenue, but what I'd love to talk about today is, your business and your ethos and everything that you bring into this world is unlock the magic. And obviously, I've known you for a long time, so I know how real that is for you. And I'd love for you to share a little bit of what is that name? Why is that? Like, what do you feel when you think about the business that you've created and your aspirations in that?
There were these moments when I was still, my soul was still sleepy. And this was only 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And there were these moments in my world that I was creating still, toward the latter part of my corporate life. I became the head of Women's Employee Resource Group. And every time I hosted an event, there was this visceral, like overwhelming almost, visceral, like I'm envisioning right now from my sacral chakra, this like beautiful fire. But also it has this element of warm glow. I would get that all throughout my mid chakras every time we would have an event, because that in those moments, I could be, I now know. I don't know. I could have said like why I was getting this back then. I was like having a heart attack. What's happening? Now I can easily point to the That was my magic, my unique brilliance, the thing that I came here to do and feel, the pulse of my soul, the yes, fire. And also, it was like contained to just like my midsection, and to the tune where I would be on another. In another universe during those events, I would be flitting around because I had like a playlist going and there'd be hundreds of women around me. And there was something extremely ancestral. And I now know I have thousands of women from my lineage around me at all times. I now know that those were those moments where those women were showcasing to me, hey, this is the vibe. Like to be surrounded by this exuberance and this excitement toward finding your absolute favorite self. And in those moments, again, all of this, I did not know this back then, y'all. Now I can easily look back and see that in those moments, I was accessing points from the quantum field and bringing them into my human experience. And it was the most phenomenal experience I've ever felt. And that was back in corporate. So I was like, whoa, okay. So I started getting like the note of like, more of this, please. And so I'm getting to the answer to your question. When my last stop in corporate was paired with workplace abuse, and I got to that moment where I said, today's my last day, I almost jumped right back into the pool like a week later. For like a $500,000 job, international, high octane, all the things. And my husband was like, hey, did you leave your job for a reason? Did we disrupt this for? I was like, oh yeah, right. Let me figure that out. And I didn't know, but it was beautifully at the end of the year, 22. And so I shut down all engines to kind of try to enjoy the holidays. And I had, remember, y'all, this was. How old were we in 22? Let's see.
Just turn 40. You would turn
Oh
40.
yeah, right. Oh yeah. My 40 years. The whole 40 years. I had a lot to unpack, okay? Childhood trauma. Relationship trauma, workplace trauma. And so of course I wasn't okay and I was like, okay, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm an Aries, I'm gonna figure it out. And so I was like, just give me a couple months, I'll figure it out. But I was rejecting so hard that I was going to be a coach, that I was going to open a business, that I was going to do all these things. I remember talking with you, I'm like, I'm not starting a business. And I became really focused on end of life planning while I had my time off, I guess. I was like, we need a plan. I was telling my husband, I was like, we need a plan for who gets the pups. Like if something were to happen to us, he was like, okay, you do that. And so I focused on that for the rest of 22 and got all of our affairs in order, as it were. And folks started reaching out to me to do some consulting because marketing had always been my claim to fame. And he was like, well, do you want to start an LLC? I'm like, sure, I'll start an LLC, but I'm not starting a business. And when my attorney asked, what do you want to call it? Like, what do you want to file it as? And I gave her three names. And I think you had said that you had used the term unlock the magic. And it didn't, I did not, that did not register with me, but it was something that just, I was like, oh, of course. I gave her three different, and I don't even remember the other two now. I probably could find it, but I was like exhausted with her, my attorney. I was like, do you know what I'm gonna do? I wanna unlock the magic in people, places, and things that has always been there. And that because certain energies have been exiled for thousands of years, people have not been able to maybe access, nurture, access, let alone nurture or foster or like ex amplify those. So she was like, okay, so unlock the magic. I'm like, yeah. And of course, that was the only one available. And it's the notion, the magic. The magic is the notion that no one can do what you do, how you do it. No one can be who you are, how you are. And it in this space and time, beautifully, unlock the magic is part of the forefront of humanity that is reminding us to be a good steward for thyself first. And y'all, those trends about how we have an epidemic of selfishness, maybe we'll talk about that, but I'll return. Good steward to thyself first, so that you are a good steward to thy neighbor and thy land. For me, full circle, that is what Unlock the Magic is about. And you don't have to be super spiritually in tuned or awakened or remembered or anything that all the words. But what I do say is the magic is simply returning to a place that you are able to access your favorite self. That could be a good starter point. Is there a moment in your day where you feel like your favorite self? It's a little bit euphoric, a little bit giddy, a little bit delulu. What are you doing? Who's around? That's where we start. That's Unlock the Magic.
And how beautifully is that? That is also what you experienced in a corporate environment, right? That wasn't the most healthy, that wasn't like all the perfection that we're, kind of bombarded with. It has to be this way, it has to be that way, which is just another version of the same thing over and over again, right? Which is not coming back to like, well, what's true for me? But you found and felt that, like, I see it as like soul on fire, right? Like, this is it. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to do it, but I now have that sensation and that feeling like in my body that I can keep bringing forward or finding and noticing and start cultivating it.
That's what I drew on when the attorney asked, "What do you want to call it?" I was like, I want to feel like I felt when I was hosting those events. And this, like, seriously, women around me would look at me like I'm crazy because I was so on another wavelength. I was out of this world in the cosmos. I'm like, "Do y'all feel this? Do you feel this?" And they're like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "No, I'm so amazing." And I think it was the first time I'd ever heard, "This is me." And I was like, "What is this? What is this?" And I was just dancing around the stage, high-fiving women, hugging women. I was like, "Oh, this is the vibe. What I'm here to do and to be and to feel." Because when I'm in that expression of myself, I feel unlimited and others around me feel unlimited. And then I was like, "Oh, I'm an activator of the magic. Got it. Received."
Right. I mean, that's what I feel from you and what I envision when you're talking about this, right? Which is like, okay, I've now felt that sensation in my body and I felt it so strongly and so intensely that in that moment that was mine for me, and maybe not everybody else felt it because that wasn't theirs. But you are the channel for which other people can, like, giving them the words, giving them the moments, giving them the tools, the guidance to be able to find what that is for them. And, like, some people, I mean, I imagine, I would love your perspective on this. Some people have never accessed that.
Yeah, and it's intuitively, I knew exactly what you're about to say. Obviously, claircognizance, clairsentience is beautiful, y'all. And if y'all don't know what that means, I feel what you feel in your body, and I know where you're trying to go with it. With consent, of course. But my clients will often say, they're like, "Can you just tell me?" I'm like, "No." They're reading. This is a coaching. Better than that. So I've had so many women reach out to me from my corporate world that would experience when I was in that mode, which is in my it, I look back now, it was like this beautiful goddess mode where like I could hold space for the entire spectrum of humanity. It was fucking phenomenal. I access that daily now, which is my most fun part. Women reach out to me and will say, "I miss your spirit. I miss your energy. Things have never been the same at these events since you left," and things like that. I'm like, "Thanks so much, and hire me to come speak at those events."
Yeah.
Which
Can
is,
still be there in some capacity, right? Yeah.
and there have been some conversations about that, but and these days I position myself as a divine feminine speaker, and I find that many 9-to-5 workplaces are still in the patriarchal, and so they're not ready for divine feminine speaker. Or and you know, to some extent we can disguise ourselves until we get in the door and then flip the script, but I'm also, that doesn't feel completely clean either. So I don't know.
I was like, can you
I was like, I'm like, I'm gonna come in and talk about your magic. They'll be like, no, thank you.
Yeah, right. Can I laugh until I say something funny, which is I know you remember this, but it's come up a couple times lately that at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, it was like magic was the Disney thing. We used the Disney training, et cetera, and it's just interesting to me, like how we had that experience in a very different way, right? But like so connected to what we're bringing into the world.
Babies, I remember the moment, the very first moment, Carrie, I felt that soul rush when we were all in a national meeting, a national marketing meeting room, and the corporate team put on a video. And was it suddenly I see? Suddenly I see. Or it was something similar, a song similar to that, but the video, and I cried,
Yeah.
felt the deepest emotional connection. Babies was the first time I felt that magic. Because, and I look back on that, I'm like, what was that? It's be and like when I would go to do those hospital presentations, I was a rock star because it was all about building the emotional connection for these women. I'll go back, always for these women to feel, whoa. And I just made like a really awesome connection. As an elder millennial.
TM.
I feel we were never, and this is not to fault anyone of former generations, et cetera, but and we were never taught to love, foster, and work with our womb space or sacral chakra. I just made the connection in my own brain that babies was so special for me because part of the magic these days, specifically for me, is like through the sacred womb healings that I host and facilitate, of bringing you back into the space where she, your womb space, she needs you, you need her. It was always meant to be that. That is the epicenter of all life. And of course, the imbalanced, wounded masculine, feminine energies needed that to be wrong. So in those moments of Babies R Us, when we, as a marketing team, were building that emotional connection for mom, we were helping her feel. I'm not here saying pregnancy is easy. I'm here saying that, like, how fucking phenomenal and beautiful and magical is that you're creating life? And let's remember that. So, oh, so
It
that
was the
was.
seed of that organization, right? And Toys R Us, even, which we experienced, right? Which is like the seed of why Babies R Us existed, and the intention always, the mission always there was supporting the mom and supporting the parents. And I think when I think about magical organizations, that's the part of it, right? Like there's a lot of things on top. And at the same time, like you can feel that ember at the center, in everything that we did. And yeah, lots of connections are happening for me in this moment that We'll have to talk about offline.
I mean, like I'll still see, I have all of my stuff from Babies R Us because it was that special to me. I will see something from the branding or the name, and I get that same feeling. I get that visceral callback. And I'm like, oh, hi, I'm so grateful for that.
I was like, I'm looking over at my shelf because I have certificates that I want and things like that that I can't let go of. And I'm like, why can't I
I refuse to let go of the Go Binder that you created for
let go
them.
of these? Yeah, I still have
I love that thing. And I'm like, I don't know. I like to look through it and I like to use it. And I hosted so many successful grand openings that were magical. Like, magic has been a part of my entire life, whether or not I was able to immediately access or realize it for myself.
Yeah.
But it's like those moments where those light up moments we had during our high school years, like we're just with the silliest group of friends, the girlfriends, and we would just laugh, that was the magic. I was always searching for magic.
Yeah. And I want to spend a moment because searching for magic, you have a beautiful podcast of your own that is searching for magic in a different way. And what a gorgeous offering to the world. Tell us more about, I mean, I remember it from my lens, but I want to hear the creation of that and how it lights that magical fire for you too.
And we'll have to have you back on a guest as a revisit because it's been a long time.
I
So Women Making Moves was created 2 years ago, and it was when something is so meant to be, it gets to be easy. It was a Friday afternoon, and the world menstrual it's still called Menstrual Hygiene Day, which no, we're not doing hygiene. It's not dirty. Menstrual Health Day is what I call it, is now it was like 2 days later. And I was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool? I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be cool if I could talk to a woman in menstrual health somehow and like on a podcast and it would be called Women Making Moves, like on Sunday, like 2 days later. And I reached out to the executive director of Period, which is a worldwide organization to end period poverty. And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, we're doing this. That's as easy as it got started, Women Making Moves. And the whole goal behind it, I'm a healer, coach, and also a warrior. And my warrior wanted to have some more airtime. And there's so much magic in the warrior because the warrior, it's this very rising phoenix, Hecate, Kali. We say the things, we do the things, we burn the things, we experience the things to be able to create the new. So Women Making Moves, the podcast, the movement is about talking with women of the world that are creating the existence that we all deserve. And that looks so different every single episode, but it's just, I don't, there have been a lot of people come to me, different podcast producers, sponsors, and they're like, if you would just do this or if you would just do that, I'm like, nah. This is the place where I play the most, and I get to choose the guests. Like I literally choose them personally. I get to choose the flow. I get to choose what goes in. I get to choose whether I do ads or not, this and that. And if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. And it's the place where the most magic is created because a lot of guests come back to me and they're like, you have this incredible gift to create a container to say, I say things that I never would have said, and I just met you. And through that, that's the magic that is created for them and their journey forward, but also for what they're creating and birthing into the world. So, Women Making Moves is that space where women can be so unabashed. And it'll be humans making moves at some point. I just felt really called, to really start with the women of the world, because that's who is bringing back in the divine feminine or the new feminine. imagine if I had a sponsor or a producer to kind of respond or to like answer to. Nah.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. On lots of levels. Yeah, and I love how you described it as it's your place to evoke magic, right? Your way in a way that isn't coaching and guiding. It's really like a, I'm going to use evoke rather than like extract, right? And extract doesn't have to be a bad word. It's just like pulling out the magic that you like, you see, you know, you feel, right? And sometimes they haven't seen it for themselves. It's that beautiful reflection that you get to offer and that container. I love that. And I love how perfectly it weaves with everything else you do because it really is just a different facet of the same disco ball that is unlock the magic, right?
Thank you for that. I always said like I'll keep doing it until it's not fun anymore, and we're 2 years in, so.
Yeah. Well, I remember you saying like, "Hey, this is coming up. This is I'm gonna do this, and I'm doing this, and da da da." And I was like, "Go for it! Great! What? Amazing! That's awesome! I love it." I want to revisit the warrior thing because one of the things that's coming up for me that offer is a reflection, but also, it's also a leader. Right? It isn't necessarily telling people what to do. It's showing them what's possible. Right?
I look at it as like I'm the activator that's drawing a line of fire with my sword to break open what could be.
And just that modeling of moving forward, going, speaking truth, all those pieces, like that is the highest form of a warrior is other people want to line up behind and say, yeah, let's do this. I don't know what's going to happen, but let's go.
Yeah, like that when I draw my sword, I'm a truth teller. It's not easy, especially on the human realm. It's not easy to be the truth teller, but it is who I am. And I've meant to be that. And I now understand I get to walk as a healer to own my intention and my impact. And I still tell the truth. So, I think both are needed. It's really amazing because as a warrior, I draw my sword, I draw the line of fire, and then as a healer, I actually help you walk through it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely, I will speak from my own experience and say, part of the magic that I think you offer is that fire and lighting that and stoking that fire or fanning that flame in others, right? And I've had that personal experience of like, God, what's happening? And all the people who I would normally reach out to didn't answer the phone or whatever that was, that were really close to like what was happening in that moment. And I called you. I called one person before you, but but it was meant that I was meant to talk to you. And you were like, what is happening? Stand
Right.
up, do the thing. And it was like exactly what I needed to hear in that moment, right? And that's not easy. And not everybody's willing. And certainly there, there were parts of me that were like, but you speaking that truth of like, wait, I see you, and why are you allowing this to happen? That is sometimes that is that moment or that like clear mirror that you need to see to be like, yeah, wait, what is happening? Why am I? I don't know. Let's figure it out, right? But sometimes you need that like cold water to the face to like snap out of whatever is like pulling you down. Like I'm just having this like visual of like a water funnel like pulling you down, right? And you're like, I just wait, I don't need to be in this. Let me get out.
That's part of the magic too. I felt in that moment what you had capacity for. So I was going, I'm like, I'm going in. I'm like, are you about done playing small? Are you about done relying on other people?
Nope. No, well, yes, I am done. Right? And sometimes it's those words that are spoken in the right tone at the right moment that really click the thing. And that was certainly what I needed, and I value you and what you do in that way. Not everybody's ready for it in every single moment or responds well to it, but let me tell you, even if it's the thing you don't want to hear in the moment, it plants the seed. And like you said, it's not easy being in that role or speaking those words that the person needs to hear. I mean, I feel that from a different lens and perspective, right? But it needs to be spoken. And sometimes it's years before the thing grows and evolves, but
We have, and I'll again speak to millennial women. We are the first generation, I feel. And yes, absolutely, there are boomers and Xers that also feel this. But and I feel that millennial women specifically are like, no, thank you. No more of copy paste. And it feels like almost like this beautiful natural evolution because, of course, Z came out swinging. So, like millennial, we got the note a little bit later, but like we're the ones, I feel, and I know you feel similar, something similar, that millennials are the ultimate bridge that's going to bring us into the next 100 years because we have such a mix of both. We're in this time and space where millennial women specifically are feeling like, I can't possibly do one more day of copy paste. And I can't possibly understand how to even start or where to start. Because our unique brilliance or magic, we were not taught that there are infinite possibilities. And now science has proven that, that just takes a moment of focus and you can. So I'll say, like, imagine infinite possibilities over like a guitar, as guitar strings. Start plucking. To be able to go back inward and feel from your truth center that is going to be anywhere from your heart, chest, gut, womb. When you get those feelings and you start to really give pause to them, that is the moment where you start to understand more about your unique, call it intuition, instincts, brilliance, magic, that element about you that no one, literally no one else has. This world doesn't necessarily, in your day to day, you won't find in a lot of, I don't want to broad brush or like make definitives. It's highly likely you won't find the support to nurture that unique voice every day in your day to day, especially if you're in like an autopilot copy paste. And that's exactly why I'm launching Magic School, so that we can start to feel or get. It's not always going to be a felt sense. It might just be like I got something, a download of a thought, and you're like, I don't know why I think that. I don't know why I feel that. Cool. Stay there for a second. So to be able to, for Magic School, I'm teaching or allowing for people to stay with that either felt sense or that thought for just a moment. And just by any degree, be like, that's interesting that that dropped in. Why, when looking at this card or crystal or smoke, why do I have this feeling? and we expand upon that. We give the space to feel or to take in what is naturally coming to you, and you don't have to know why. That's actually the best part. You don't have to know why. And so we're taking like physical tools and pairing them, and you get to say, like, what do you feel? What do you think right now? And the more we do that, we practice that as a community to the point where you may not need tools anymore. You just start trusting the knowing or the feeling. And that is the really amazing inroad to trusting your own, like getting back to your own brilliance magic.
I love how you're talking about the pause, right? Because that is ultimately the simplest, the most accessible, available to everyone, and yet seems to be the hardest thing on the planet for us to do. And that's the space you hold. It's like, wait, stay, don't sit, stay. How do we just allow that? And I love how you bring that into lots of different places in that way of like, oh, there it is. Whoop.
But because it happens almost every day in my coaching sessions. Someone will have this beautiful, amazing whatever, and they're like, they'll start immediately talking themselves out of it. I'm like, stop, stay, let it hang in the air.
Right? Like, wait. And why do we want to talk ourselves out of something?
Because it wasn't the way we were taught.
Right. We didn't cultivate that ability to just listen to whatever's coming in, just allowing it, observing it, and then.
And maybe the and then is nothing. But like, I find I work with several women in the baby boomer generation, and ooh. They're the toughest on themselves. When something beautiful comes in, they'll not even let me be like, hang on a second. They've already gotten to the point where it's wrong. They've cast it away. They've cast it out. It's gone. And I'm like, okay, let's bring that back. It's you get to feel your feels. You get to have a unique thought, that's your birthright. By existing, you get. And that's why I feel like in the older generations, that's just like that they just weren't, no, none of us were like allowed this, but it just gets kind of harder, I find, the older you get.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? And it also is interesting because you've said this a couple different times, right? It doesn't even have to be so magical, but just simply the identifying of the fact that a thought comes in and I immediately reject it. Like, that's just, I'm going to call it just, right? But that's just a mindset shift, right? That all of a sudden we're moving into this space of being able to see here, like the things that we're rejecting fast and like just not allowing to happen.
That's where beautifully discernment comes in, because sometimes something comes in and you do want it to, like, no, thank you. That's not mine. So someone might be listening. They're like, oh, you just told me to sit with it. Okay. So this is where beautifully having an ally or a coach to mirror back to you of what gets to stay. And like, I'll always ask the question, is that true? And everyone I serve knows that that's the thing that we need to like work on. Who said that? Who just came in? Is that you? Is it true? And it's no. So it's interesting. We allow the things that don't serve us and that aren't ours to stay, and we cast away the things that are actually meant to give us threads to pull in our unique brilliance. And yeah, you're right. It could be as easy as, I don't think I should wear this pair of underwear today. Don't do it. You're going to be in a situation where it's going to become uncomfortable, don't do it. And just trust that. Like, just take the most innocuous thing and start to maybe trust it.
Yeah, right. Like, it's so fascinating to think and unwind just that simple practice of tapping into those and trying to discern where it's come from. Just the pause, right? It's just the pause. The pause is not asking you to analyze, to decide, to move, to act, any of these things. It's just pause and listen. And if more comes in, what are the other things that are coming up? Like, to your point, is that even mine?
And it's likely not.
Because there's so much, right? There's so much that certainly the older generations, but there's so much, even anybody on this planet, there's just so much. There's so much that you're getting bombarded with on a daily basis that it's very challenging to figure out whether or not that's mine.
And a lot of people will ask, like, well, how do I know? My advice for that is when you have that felt sense or that thought come in and you're like, that doesn't feel good, but it lands, check in with your truth center. So for me, I have sacral authority, but my truth center tends to be more in my solar plexus. So I'll run the thought or the feeling past my solar plexus and I'll get an immediate, like, no, that's not mine. Oh, okay, cool. So I get to sit with the part of my body that it landed with and say, why did this land? And then I get to move through it, work through it. So that's how you know. Check in with your truth center. If you don't know where your truth center is, start with your heart. Is that true? Everybody gets airtime in your energy centers. It's not about suppressing your brain, it's not suppressing anybody. Everybody gets airtime to be able to discern. What is this? Who is this? And is it mine? That's when your magic starts to come forth and you get to trust it. You get to amplify it. And suddenly, at some point, you start walking it.
I love that. And I can only imagine that the layers and levels that are supportive in one magic school, but two also continuing and doing coaching with you one to one is that processing when it does land in another spot and why. Because as you're saying that, I'm thinking of my heart is gorgeous. I love tapping into my heart, and sometimes it lands because it's hurt there. And so it's calling up something that's ready to be seen, ready to be processed and moved. And just because that feels not so good doesn't mean that it's not for me or isn't true in some ways. And at the same time, that layer and level of discernment is a lot of work to get to that level, but it's possible for anyone. It's
Because
just a matter.
if it lands, it becomes yours. And you're absolutely right. The discernment of, like, is that version of me here right now? What's she trying to tell me? And oh, by the way, if it lands with you, feel your feels, just like sit in the feel. You don't have to do the work right then to understand, like, in that moment, feel your feels. And then, when you have capacity, bring that version in of yourself, that moment, that memory, that situation, bring that into your heart and see what she needs, see what they need. That's the beautiful part. And you get to become that support in that old moment that they needed in that time and didn't have. And you start to, every single time you do that and you become that support for that other version of yourself, it's this ancestral, multi-generational, especially if you're a cycle breaker, you're healing not just on that version of you, but likely of the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And while it's a lot, it also starts with the pause, right? And it all is ultimately in the pause of listening. And when you don't know, you listen more closely and you listen more. And that allows you to keep peeling back the layers. I think of Shrek very often, the layers of the onion and all the like, okay, I peeled off another layer. Okay, oh, there's more underneath that layer. But it's the pause and the listening that gives you access to that. Yeah, I love that. Well, this was magical. And I love getting to hear you weave and all the things that you are bringing into this world. And I just, it's always special to have a good friend who is also very connected to everything you bring into the world. Not that most friends aren't connected in some way, shape, or form, but for us to be able to weave together in the epic astrological relationship that we have, apparently. Is just very special to me, and to be able to have you here and have you share your gifts is so precious. So thank you for that. And at the same time, I'm like, I always knew you were gonna do this. It just makes me laugh. I'm like, of course you are. Of course you are. Of course you are. And it's awesome.
Here. I appreciate the space you provide as well. And I think it's pretty amazing to look back at our journey. And I still laugh. I still laugh at the first retreat we went on together. And it was real late at night. And I asked you like the most existential question as we were both kind of awakening or remembering. And you just wanted to go to bed. And so it's just kind of like a classic Amy Carey kind of vibe where like, but that's like, I want to have those conversations, those existential, you know, and so do you. You're just not at like midnight. Think I asked you because remember the facilitator had said like, if anything annoys you this weekend, that's yours. I was like, well, and I asked you, I was like, wait, does this mean that no one ever annoys us ever again in life? Like, what does that even mean? And you're like, I'm gonna go to bed.
This is annoying me right now. Go to sleep.
And I could be like, why? What's in you? What's going on? I always say to people, I'm like, listen, yeah, people can be assholes. And at the same time, it lands in you if it's something that is in you.
What is
So
it asking of me, right? Like, oh, okay, that didn't feel great. Well, what is it asking of
if
me?
someone does an asshole thing and it flies like over your head, it's not yours. It's okay. It doesn't bug you.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much that can happen in the world that's like you don't even notice, right? But you're so tuned into all the things that rub you, and it's like, well, there's your work. Yeah. Amazing. So, we will have all the details because Amy is launching, as she mentioned, Magic School. Yay! This September, and is so excited to take you through. I mean, this is just, it's a magical all the magic. I'm like, I just want to keep saying the word and I can't stop. But it's an awesome container to help you start to take that pause, to start to notice the things around you that are evoking those thoughts or those moments that want you to pause, right? And tapping into those moments. I can't wait to see what comes out of this for you and for everybody that participates. It's just going to be amazing. So thank you for bringing this into the space.
Thank you for having me in the space. And shout out to Ruby Shang Nichols, who inspired Magic School. You and I both attended years ago. This really inspired me and sparked something in me to create my own version of Magic School and what I want to bring out and create. So shout out, Ruby. Thanks.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's the beautiful part about this is like we're all experiencing and weaving, and as you said, putting our own lens onto it and evoking our own brilliance and magic out of every situation. And I know that you are going to offer some new sparks to people as they move through this, and it's going to be cool to see what happens.
It's so much fun. Don't feel like you have to know anything about anything coming into Magic School because we just get to explore and play in this safe community. So.
Yeah. I love that. And I love even just circling it back to the beginning of our conversation, right? Like if you listen to Amy talk about like, oh, I walk outside and I notice that I see a dragonfly. Like if you don't notice those things, then magic school is the place for you. Like just tuning in to that, right? That's where our conversation started, which is Amy has the ability to step outside and see the magic that is in this world. She sees the magic in you. She sees the magic in others. She sees the magic in potential. And she is here to help you find the magic within yourself, but also to experience it so that you can find it within yourself. So if you aren't signed up for magic school, get yourself there and start bringing more magic into your life. So thank you, Amy.
I feel called, Care, to offer anyone who signs up for Magic School from this episode gets 20% off.
Wow. Okay, let's do it. Let's more magic, baby. Let's do it. I mean, everybody needs this. I mean, it's just it's so cool. That's amazing. All right. Well, we will drop that link, all the places to connect with Amy, find Magic School, get your discount in the description of this episode. So check it out. And until the next time, thank you so much for tuning into the Great Connect podcast. We will see you soon. Bye.